welcome to this week's episode of the Noisecast, episode 67. It's a weekly podcast about technology and tech news. This week we have Ben.
Howdy.
And Ray.
Hello.
Don't forget, you can catch us live on noisecast.com/live every week when we do this podcast. You can chat with us, you can correct us live on the air, that way you don't have to yell at your computer later. You can also check us out online at thenoisecast.com, see whatever articles we have posted. You can get the show notes for these, so you can get all the links that, of stuff we're talking about, basically a copy of the topic list that we go off of. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast, on facebook.com/noisecast, and Google Plus, just search for us. Through those three outlets, you can get updates to every single one of our articles and a lot of random updates regarding the podcast or random questions we put out. Be sure to do that. And I guess with that intro done, we can move into the actual show. We've got a pretty decent list.
Wow, we're getting started right away. None of this horse shitting around like we usually do.
Well, yeah, I decided to kind of cut it down to less than 20 minutes for the... Sue me.
It really strains its vocal cords.
Yeah. I say a lot, just like don't forget, apparently.
Yeah, don't forget to
Don't forget to The mega upload seizures, Kim.com's, all of his stuff along. Apparently, a judge in New Zealand's High Court has declared that seizure order null and void. And apparently the police applied for a correct court order type. So they basically checked the wrong box. So, and that means that he could have all of his stuff returned.
Didn't they, what? Like, destroy it, though?
No, why would they destroy his cars?
Well, I'll tell you what he's not going to get back. Cars. He's not going to get his number one ranking on Call of Duty back.
Well,
that's really the most important thing, I think.
Just wait till the next Call of Duty comes out.
Okay, maybe.
In a few months.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, but what I was referring to is like all the servers and stuff, all the data that was on it, was that okay?
I think they're talking about his personal property.
Oh, okay.
It says, following the raids on Kim.com's mansion in January, police seized millions of dollars worth of property belonging to the mega upload founder. But thanks to a police blunder, he could now see all of those assets returned.
Yeah, because he had his bank accounts frozen too.
I don't know if that's under the same thing or not.
Well, at least he can sell some of his shit and get some money then.
Oh, he's got... Yeah, I guess... Yeah, it's pretty funny. You think somebody would have checked that?
You think they would have done this by the book, because you know it's going to be a high-profile case.
Well, obviously. And I don't know what happened. I just think that's a giant screw-up. And they're going to blame it on somebody. Somebody's going to get thrown under the bus.
Yeah, someone's going to get fired over that one.
But it seemed like... trying to figure out how this is read, but it looks like they applied for a quote-unquote foreign restraining order instead of an interim restraining order.
Okay.
And that the foreign one, the one they actually applied for, is basically didn't give him a chance to mount a defense, if you will. So it seemed like they did it just to kind of bum rush him and keep him helpless, if you will.
Yeah.
Still, I don't know how that was approved. I think the whole thing is big.
Yeah, I think it was a big clusterfuck to begin with because it's not really. What's it gonna do? It hasn't done much of anything.
It's not accidental.
Yeah.
Move on. Slightly uninteresting news, but apparently Apple has plans to announce something regarding its ridiculous amount of money that they're just sitting on.
Okay. Hopefully their announcement entails giving me a dollar.
Yeah. Apparently, nobody knows, but it's just something to keep for. They're making an announcement about their $100 billion of cash they just have laying around in a giant glass case somewhere.
It's probably a very nice-looking case.
Well, it's funny, in the article on The Verge, it said, will stockholders be getting a huge dividend? No. Will CEO Tim Cook announce a blockbuster purchase? Probably. I think they have bought something, or they're moving in an entirely new direction.
Yeah, not entirely new. They have shitloads of money right now. So I'm interested to see what they're going to do with it.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of speculation for a while that, like, hey, they've got all this fucking money. Are they going to do anything, or are they just going to sit on it? And so far, they've just been kind of...
They're making the iBox. It's a home entertainment system / gaming console.
What, that's a rumor?
Apple made a gaming console one time. It was shit.
I just made that up right now, Ben.
Oh, well, you mean you just started a rumor?
Yeah, I just started the truth. You heard it here first.
Inside information.
Yep. Inside
from my... someone who's nowhere near Cupertino.
Well, I mean, I'm only about an 8-hour drive from Cupertino.
So one of us is there. So that's almost there. So that's close enough.
Yeah.
We have inside information.
Oh, but there's a link on the side of the page that said they're gonna make a Jurassic Park 3D re-release.
Yeah. Apple is?
No, it's another article, but it makes me sad just seeing it.
Yeah, it's on The Verge. I saw that. I thought about talking about it, but then I thought it would make me mad.
I was like, well, that's something to spend billions of dollars on, I guess.
Or no, it's not.
Maybe Apple is actually making Jurassic Park, like literal dinosaurs.
No, that could be cool.
Okay, I think I might not hate them for it at that point, unless it got out of control, in which case I'd go back to hating them.
Well, obviously it's going to.
Yeah. Dinosaurs just don't go well. Everyone knows that.
Hey, they got enough money. They could buy that island in Costa Rica and make shit happen.
How about the island of Costa Rica?
That's where it was, wasn't it?
No, I mean like the entire island.
Oh, well, no one wants the island.
I'm sure Apple could actually buy a country.
Yeah, there's plenty of dinosaur food already on the island of Costa Rica.
Touche.
Anywho.
That'd make a great reality show, though. You know, put some dinosaurs on Costa Rica and just watch what happens.
Well, okay, what about this? What if they announced that they were building an American manufacturing facility?
That'd be cool.
I would think that'd be awesome. Then that way you wouldn't get all these stupid reports of Foxconn, like the one that NPR's This American Life put out.
Why don't you tell us about it?
You're fantastic co-host. Apparently, last week, This American Life, which I believe is a radio segment on NPR, put out a story that seemed, I guess it was supposed to not be true, but it was taken as truth. I'm not entirely sure how it works. But apparently, this guy went over to the Foxconn facility, talked about how he saw 13, 14-year-olds on the assembly line, how there were armed guards outside the building, you know, all these things that basically the stereotype of everything you think is wrong with the way electronics are produced. And this guy calls, you know, this guy randomly Googles, you know, translator in that province in China, and he moves, you know, he Googles that, and the translator's name, which I don't remember what it is, actually gets the lady's number, calls her, and says, did any of this happen? And the translator said, no, none of that happened. So this entire ridiculous bashing of Foxconn was made up. And they've retracted the story. It basically means that they're...
That's cool.
They didn't fact check it before they let this guy just put his ridiculous story up.
I don't know why he just made up a bunch of horseshit. Like, okay, it's a shit place to work, but it's better than some places.
Yeah, It's true.
It's, you know, it could be like a fucking diamond mine in Mexico or something. I don't know.
Well, check out this guy in the picture on the article rocking his half shirt. He doesn't
seem, you know, yeah, I saw that.
He doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah. But right behind him, you can see the suicide nets.
That is true.
Which I wonder if he actually took a running jump off the roof, if you could get past those nets fairly easily.
I'm sure you could. But that building doesn't even look that tall.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Those windows, I'm trying to judge from the scale. It's hard to get a good scale. It may only be three stories.
But yeah, that's what I want to say. But then again, it could also
be. It could be three double tall stories.
Could be.
That's what it looks like to me. Like a total of six stories high, but they're, you know, 20-foot ceilings. You know, we'll be done.
60 feet.
Yeah, we'll be done discussing this, the architecture of this building in a moment.
It's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I guess we could tap on Apple for one more thing for now. Apparently, the new iPad may have a heating issue because it has a, you know, obviously more power, bigger battery. So I guess it, with greater frequency, it is shutting down and giving the overheating message. Basically, said the iPad needs to cool down.
Well, when you make what's basically a big aluminum glass block with little to no venting,
here's the thing: that's bound to happen. Aluminum is pretty good at changing the, you know, at venting heat out. It's
good for. Clearly, it's not working.
Well, yeah. I think there's a point though when you put so much processing power in there that. Non-mechanical air circulation is not going to cut it anymore. You're going to need a fan. And Apple does not want to put a fan in one of these.
Apple doesn't want to put a fan in anything they make.
I know. Fans are noise, and noise is not something that's comfortable, you know, all that crap. But there's going to be a point, and it's very soon, that these are going to require either very expensive heat sinks or fans.
Yeah.
And semi-expensive heat sinks. Apple needs to
embrace the fan. Fans are wonderful.
Or liquid nitrogen.
Oh, you know, they'd probably do that because it'd be awesomer. And I note that I didn't say cooler. It would be awesomer. And that way, if it failed, you know, it cauterizes its own wound.
Or if you dropped it, it could be like the scene in Terminator 2 when the T-1000 gets all frozen and shit.
Yeah. Or in Demolition Man.
Terminator
2. Where he kicks off Wesley Snipes' head.
Don't talk. I mean, that's cool, but not as cool as Terminator 2.
All right. Yeah. I guess there's just multiple reports that the iPad is heating up a lot.
Well, you know, you just have to get a new iPad because it's basically the same as the second one.
It's like everything when it comes out. Like, you know, when the story first broke that the iPhone 4 was having reception issues, a lot of people were just jaded by like, oh, new fancy tech has issues, big surprise, and then it actually ended up being something of a thing. But this seems to be like it. I don't know. I can't tell if it's actually. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it for you. And if it's not a thing, we won't ever mention it again.
We're good at that.
Ever again. Move on to something a little more stupid. Volvo, known for their tank cars of the 1900s, has unveiled a new V40 five-door hatchback that has a pedestrian airbag, which is it's okay.
Cool.
It's not on the bumper though. It's not like it's going to protect you from the initial impact, and it won't save anything shorter than 3 feet. So if you're a midget or a four-year-old, you're screwed. But it basically pops up under the hood, as if the hood were to pop forward.
It seems to me like with that working, though, the hood would have to open, and that would just fling you away from the car.
It doesn't, I don't think it, I think the hood opens normally for access to the engine. Like, it opens at the very front of the car, but those hinges will pop up, kind of like door poppers, if you will, on like, shaped trucks.
Yeah.
I think it pops up a certain amount to allow this airbag to come out, but it doesn't completely disengage. Because, yeah, that would be awesome, like, catapult a two-year-old off the front of a wall.
Yeah, on the video, on the page, the side of the hood close to the windshield kind of pops up, and like a U-shaped airbag pops around the edge of the windshield.
Yeah.
And I guess it keeps your head from smashing into the glass, but you still probably have a broken hip.
Yeah, but you're alive, and you don't have head trauma. That's good. And thank you for the description. I guess I forgot that we're not a video show for a second there.
I don't know. That looks kind of like, kind of dumb.
Well, yeah. And I think it's stupid because if they're going to start mandating pedestrian airbags and vehicles, I'm never going to buy another new car. I'm just going to keep fixing up my old Jeep until it burns to the ground. Because I'm not going to pay for government mandated extra crap like this.
How about we force the pedestrians to wear airbags?
Or if you're really that concerned, just make like the bumpers out of Nerf or something.
Just never leave the house.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well,
fuck outdoors.
For some reason, this Killian's is a lot better than the Guinness is right now. Sorry, off topic. Beer.
Last time I had a Killian's, I got drunk on a river. That was pretty fun.
It's not even a river beer.
Well, that's I wasn't fancy. Really in the river. I was just kind of standing by the river.
Oh, I thought you were tubing.
No, or something. I was just standing drinking by a river.
Hey, that's cool. I ain't going to judge. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It wasn't bad.
You fucking Southerners.
Hey, you're just jealous because you didn't go shooting today.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Pew. Okay, Ray. Do you know anything about hog farms? I assume you do because you're from Arkansas. And
I've never been to a hog farm.
Well, apparently there's a strange new growth in manure pits. I don't know why I'm covering this. It's just mildly interesting to me. A strange new growth has emerged from manure pits in Midwestern hog farms. New growth is in the form of a foam, and it has the tendency to explode. Since 2009, six pig farms or hog farms have blown up after the methane trapped in this foam, which basically the poo goes into a pit and the poo has started generating this new foam that no one knows what it is.
Shit foam.
Yeah, but apparently that traps methane. And you know what happens when methane builds up? It's flammable. Yeah. Vector parcel. It's exploding poop and it
that's kinda cool.
Yeah.
Brings a whole new meaning to the term shit bomb.
I've never heard that term before, so I guess to me it did bring a whole new meaning.
You've never heard of the term shit bomb before?
No.
No, bomb please enlighten us.
Yeah, okay, that was brilliant. I guess the foam itself can reach a depth of more than 4 feet. And if you disturb it, then the little bubbles that are holding methane in, they all pop, and all the methane just kind of goes at the top. And that's then, say Farmer Joe is walking through the, you know, the poo factory with a cigarette, so he gets killed by exploding poo. And then some guy's sitting in the corner with a white, you know, like his mom standing back in the distance. I told him cigarettes would kill him one day. And that would be seen right there.
That or, you know, someone could be, like, welding in the pig farm and...
Who welds around poo? Well, I guess repairs, yeah.
They gotta build a structure inside the thing and there's a poo bubbling out everywhere.
Okay, is Agrippa seriously listening to this but not listening to this? Because he keeps randomly commenting on this and... Oh, well, what is going on? Okay.
Apparently he can't hear.
I know, but why is he still in the chat?
Moral support, confused.
I don't know.
Ways that we cannot even fathom.
Yeah.
Anyways, the thing about this poo foam which is kind of terrifying, is the article says, once the foam's established, it keeps coming back, regardless of efforts at cleaning and decontamination. So it never goes away.
And scientists don't know what it is. They're like still trying to figure it out. Yeah, more or less. Once it hits a farm, then they can never get rid of it.
I look at this, and all I can think of is like a disgusting version of the Venom symbiote.
All right, I can get behind that.
You can get behind space. A lot of things, Ray, and that bothers
Ray
me.
Ray can get behind poo foam.
It's fun. Don't act like it's not.
It's not.
It is.
Yeah, so there's our poo foam story of the week. Let's move on to other things that are full of crap. Like this quote-unquote anonymous OS. I guess it was supposed to be...
This is the no-shit story of the week.
Yeah. Okay,
we just covered shit, and now it's no-shit.
So, say there's a group out there. They're known for pissing people off, stealing information, hacking, doing... what's it called? DDoSing, all this stuff. They're not a very trustworthy group. So, what do you do if you're them? Well, you release an operating system, a specific distro of Linux that... pretty much, you claim will help your minions, you know, fight the good fight. Big surprise, it's full of all sorts of stupid crap, like third-party Trojans and keyloggers and whatnot. It's pretty dumb.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of like that story we covered a few weeks ago about the low-orbit ion cannon with someone replaced with malware. And that's the whole fucking OS.
Okay, not a literal low orbit ion cannon. It's the name of
their that's what I was referring
DDoS
to.
Software. I'm clarifying.
Anonymous launched actual satellites.
They replaced an actual satellite with software. Doesn't work. The OS has already been discredited by Anonymous. They called it fake and wrapped in Trojans. But
Anonymous released a statement: fake and gay.
There's a lot of stupid people out there that would download this just because they it looks official enough in the screenshots if you don't ever fact check anything. I mean, it's got the right logos on it, so it's got to be real.
I mean, just installing an OS and using it from Anonymous just seems like a terrible idea. Like using an ATM at DEF CON. Like you're just asking for trouble.
Yeah. So if you're dumb enough to want to get behind something like that, don't log into Facebook or your bank account, I guess.
Yeah, that's real dumb.
I guess it's been pulled. I just saw
it's not on SourceForge anymore. They took it down.
Yeah, it was a security risk. Big surprise. Moving on.
I don't know. I don't know who they expected to, you know, infect with this tomfoolery. I mean, it was a untested Linux distro. It's not like those are real popular.
Well, they're pretty much targeting all the dumb 13-year-old script kiddies who think they're all cool because they're calling themselves anonymous. So they're trying to hop on this bandwagon. And be like, yeah, guys, we're cool too. Yeah, sure, I'll totally download this anonymous OS. And then they get their parents' credit card stolen.
I guess. You gotta be real fucking dumb.
Well, yeah.
I already said 13 years old.
Look, I'm 13 years old once, and I sure as hell wasn't that dumb.
And you were fucking dumb at 13, I promise you.
Ah, fuck you. You don't know. You weren't there.
I was 13 once, and I was fucking dumb too. Everyone
you're from California, so you being dumb is kind of a given.
Yeah. There's real dumb, and then there's California dumb, and that's even more dumb than real dumb.
And then there's Arkansas dumb, which we won't even get to.
Yeah, but at least I know how to skin stuff and tie nooses.
Wow. And let's find a topic before Ray divulges too much. Holy crap, Ray, shut your damn mouth. All right.
I've never been in the woods before.
Easy there, wizard.
All right.
Here's one. Amazon is apparently, or has apparently inked a deal with Discovery. Ah, sorry, an ad started playing when I clicked. Amazon has made a deal with Discovery. Stream Discovery's content over Amazon Video. Includes the 13 channels that Discovery owns, none of which are educational anymore.
Well, whose fault is that?
They may not be educational, but they're still fairly entertaining sometimes.
Yeah, some of them can be, but you can't catch them during the...
Well, but now you don't have to, because now they're on available for streaming.
Or a lot of them are on Netflix.
Just, it seems to me like nature of this deal, though, is they'll be available a lot faster, and you could probably get stuff that won't be on Netflix. Which makes me kind of jealous, is, you know, as I don't have Amazon streaming, so I'm kind of bummed out.
Like, how do you not have Prime? It's not that expensive.
Well, I have Student Prime, and like the free one.
Yeah.
So I get the free shipping stuff, but I don't get the streaming.
That's unfortunate.
Very much so.
Yeah, I have the Student Prime too, but I'm probably just going to renew for regular Prime.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to do too once.
Fuck. Right, answer your phone. But, we'll wait. Go ahead.
No, carry on.
Okay. Don't want to make. Oh, thanks to Marion for that. All right, I'm actually okay. What do y'all think? Do you think Amazon is going to be a bigger threat, or a big threat to Netflix? Do you think eventually Netflix is going to go by the wayside because of Amazon?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't use it, so I don't really know what their library is like. But
okay, but see, the thing is, tons of people already have Amazon Prime, and. Here's one. If you have Amazon Prime and you choose not to get the free 2-day shipping and you go with the standard shipping, they'll give you, most of the time, they'll just send you like a coupon that says, use this code to watch any show in the next, like, 2 months. So, I mean, you get it almost, I mean, they're big. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of weight. I think Netflix has an issue is that they don't have that much weight to throw around. You know?
I would have to agree, and I could see Amazon using that to really cement themselves into digital streaming.
And I feel bad because I really like Netflix, but I wouldn't mind if Amazon bought Netflix and use. I mean, that would be the best course for both of them, to be honest.
Yeah, it really would.
Because Netflix is already established as video streaming, but if Amazon buys them and just kind of offers their services either at a discount or just like a kind of like Hulu versus Hulu Plus sort of thing. Like Prime members get this much of Netflix, but you pay an extra $5 a month, you get the rest of Netflix. And they have the massive amount of cash to be, you know, the bargain and, you know, the bargaining factor where they can actually get good deals that Netflix can't seem to get because studios hate Netflix.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, if Amazon bought Netflix, Netflix has the consumer mind share, but Amazon has the, the money to actually pull off some of these deals. So that could be interesting if they did that. But can you sign up for Amazon streaming without Amazon Prime? Like, just pay for it month to month like Netflix?
I don't believe so. I think you can pay per episode, though.
Oh, no, but I mean just like an unlimited streaming kind of thing. Because that is something Netflix does have the advantage on, is because even though Prime does come out cheaper, if you buy the $80 for the year of Prime and you get the unlimited streaming, you still have to pay $80 right away. Whereas Netflix is just $10 a month, and that's a lot easier for a lot of people. It's just a cheaper initial buy-in.
Video. I'm looking through it right now. You can rent from $2.99.
Well, right now they kind of have a different service setup, but if they, you know, offered a streaming package, then they could definitely kick Netflix off the block.
Seriously, Agrippa? When you listen to this episode later, you are retarded. I just said, I'm looking at the website, and it's $299 for rental. And he comments, whoa, 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 you're going to have to certify that. You can't just make statements slash claims. Seriously, I don't know why you're here if you can't hear us. Or he's just being a tool.
Just to press our buttons.
Yeah, I think he's just being a tool right now. I'm just trying to see how much we're going to play along. Anyway.
The answer is all the way.
There is a free trial. Okay, for Amazon Prime members, a portion of the Amazon Instant Video catalog is available to stream instantly at no additional cost, and you can start a free trial today. It doesn't look like everything's available. Only certain things are allowed to stream, which makes sense. I wonder if Netflix went to a partial rental thing, you know, like, you know, you have to wait 28 days to get the newer stuff on Netflix. I wonder if they charge like $1 per rental of anything brand new from any studio, if they could pull that off.
No, I wouldn't want to see that, because I like being able to find something on Netflix, and if I see it on the list, I know I can watch it right now. Whereas on like iTunes or Amazon or something, I'll see that like, ooh, I kind of want to watch this, and I got to pay for it. Never mind.
But there are things that I would gladly pay $1 to rent, because I don't. I would either do that, or I'm going to drive down the Redbox and I'm going to pay the same price.
Yeah, but I feel like that might start a kind of slippery slope, where if they start, you know, allowing some of these rentals, then more and more we'll start to see more rental stuff and less instant streaming stuff.
But if they establish it that only within the first month and a half, or 2 months even, of that being out on DVD, that they will rent it, and past that it just goes to their free streaming. It doesn't matter, because they're still paying royalties each time something's used. That's how it works, right?
I think so. I don't know. I still don't really like the idea of it, but maybe you're onto something. I just don't really like it.
Well, let's move into something a little different. Get out of the depressing, everyone loves Netflix, but Netflix may not survive because the big business hates them. Intel has just thrown about $21 million on the table for a 10% stake in an eye tracking firm. Basically, the firm specializes in software and hardware that tracks the movement of your eyeballs. It's demonstrated in the linked video, or linked picture, it's eye asteroids. You look around and it uses your eyeball movement to move your character.
It's a company called Tobii.
Yeah, T-O-B-I-I.
I don't know how I feel about that. It seems kind of dumb. What do I know?
Well, I think there's a lot of future in it. If you have digital billboards, see where someone's looking, and say your advertiser pays an extra premium, if someone's looking at a specific spot, then it switches to their ad instead of what they were reading. Or it's going to be obnoxious as hell. The future is going to be neon lights and blinky, shiny things.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, just stay in Arkansas. They won't get electricity there for another couple years.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Now, I wonder if you can thwart these systems by wearing sunglasses.
I think to an extent, yeah. I think sunglasses will probably work. Or glasses if there's a lot of lights with glare, you know, create glare. But, I mean, obviously, I think Intel's not buying it for the advertising aspect we talked about. They probably want to use it more in your everyday. Like, say you're reading something on, you know, like I'm reading the topic list. They get down to the bottom of the page and it automatically scrolls up a couple lines. Just like a single scroll on your mouse wheel. Something simple like that, but just built more natively into the OS.
Yeah, I don't know. Eye tracking doesn't seem like something I'm that keen on. Seems a little invasive, if you ask me. Like, they can know exactly what I'm looking at.
Well, yeah, just put tape over your camera, like every other tin hatter.
How will I take my naked pictures? Dick tracking. That's what they do.
Dick tracking. Yeah. Ben's wing has done 37 helicopters today. That's what's going to shit Ben. He's making his own. He's recreating it. There's your mental image of the day from the Noisecast.
You're welcome.
You get the hell out.
Yeah, don't sue us. Russians are working like Gumper. The Russians are working on like a supersonic like business jet. Like,
all right, cut that.
Like totally?
Yeah, like totally.
Cool.
Sorry about that.
Like, I can't believe that.
Yeah, it's kind of like something. I if they made this plane, I would call it something cool, like the Con something. Con.
Well,
cord?
It really strikes a chord with me. So.
Oh, does it? Hmm. So the Con harp.
Yes.
Con piano.
Yeah, just stop. You're gonna hurt yourself.
Anyway, they're working on something. Apparently, it's called Transport 2011.
Well, that's a pretty shit titular name.
Yep. And lots of people have been working on. Not even all Russians. I guess the Russians aren't the only ones in this. I guess it's. I think it's more of a future of planes in general. Kind of like a business hopper.
Well, I gotta say, that picture they have with it really looks fantastic.
Yeah.
This plane has no windows or anything.
Well, it looks like they took a clay model and put it in like a Microsoft Flight Sim.
Now, what it looks like is they took a rendering and then just pasted it onto some picture.
They didn't apply any textures.
No, there's no textures.
Mm. That's what it looks like, clay.
It does.
The idea behind this new supersonic flight is that it is supposed to allow supersonic flight over populated areas, which the Concorde was not. I mean, it would do supersonic, but they would tone it down over populated areas because, seriously, that's annoying.
Well, and yet, couldn't the Concorde only land in certain airports because it was too fucking loud?
I don't think loudness has anything to do with it.
Well, I thought I remembered there was something specifically actually about the Concorde's volume. Like, it was literally just too loud for certain places, but maybe I'm wrong.
No. Well, maybe in Europe. I don't know about... I mean, here I have an airport a mile and a half away, and sometimes I can hear planes turning, like when they turn at the end of the runway and fire up their engines. It's a ways away, and I can hear them, and I can't imagine...
I used to live next to an International Guard base, and they used to do this shit all the time.
Yeah, we have F-16s that take off and land here for the Air National Guard. And they're ridiculous. Those guys just like to make noise. They don't even care.
Yeah, I'm not... What do you got to do? I get to fly a fighter jet every day. What do you get to do?
Well, it's the National Guard. I mean, they're flying 30-year-old F-16s.
So. Yeah, mine were flying... Before I moved, they were flying the A-10s, but they used to fly the F-16s.
Really? The A-10s? That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
I would have liked to have seen that.
I think they're actually closing the base down. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of that right now. First of all, most of the Air National Guard is moving to coastal areas where it's more logical to patrol. Or highly tactical areas. Like... Can't think of very many that aren't coastal, but...
Yeah.
Here's something new. Kindle Fire came out, little tablet, $200. Lots of people loved it. It sold a ton. I'm actually considering getting one. Even though it's not the best option for tablets out there, I think it would be the best for my needs, and it's only $200. So what does Google want? Google wants to put out a Nexus tablet, which competes directly with the Kindle. 7 inches, and they want it, you know, obviously to Kindle, which would be easy if they included two cameras and just told everyone that fact. But Android boss Andy Rubin said, if you don't succeed, try again or double down. So I guess
we all know how the double down goes.
Oh God, I Yeah.
Wait, were we talking about the sandwich from KFC?
We were for a brief second. Now we're back on the tablet. You missed it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
You know, do they still sell that? Because I've been kind of crazy.
Who cares?
I'm pretty sure they still sell it.
I'm going to go to KFC and fucking buy one.
Okay. You do.
I'll be dead by tomorrow. Nice.
Okay, just edit this episode first.
All right. I'll put my own, in memoriam at the end, in anticipation.
It's the audio of you eating a double down and dying.
Choking on it. Choking on the mayonnaise. The mayonnaise on that sandwich? I don't know.
I think Google probably feels a little butthurt about this because they got beat on Android at Android by, I don't know if that makes sense. Amazon basically took Android, took the Google part away and said, hey, look, we can do this better than you. And they did. They made it's a really nice little tablet.
Yeah, my friend has one. He bought it for his girlfriend at Christmas, and I played with it a little bit. It was pretty neat. I liked it.
I'm impressed. Like I said, I could consider a camera in it just to Skype, quick Skyping. That way it's not such a hassle. I got to go find the computer and then the whatever. Computer's never in the same room. But if, my parents call, want to see Chloe, it's just, hey, here you go. Kiddo for a few minutes.
Okay.
There's a lot more strategy in this article, which you can see on the show notes if Ben ever puts them.
Or you can just Google it yourself. Don't make me do all your work for you, lazy folks.
Yeah, really?
Entitled bastards. This is where I turn on the audience.
So, part of the show where Ben gets angry.
Well, Vito's not here, I mean.
Yeah, where is that hooker?
I don't know.
He was grilling.
No, he was grilling, 3 hours ago now?
He's digesting now.
You know what it is? He's playing Assassin's Creed 2.
Oh, you know how I think you know that? It says so right there.
I'm friends with him on Steam?
Yep. Moving on.
Wait, I had one more question about the Google tablet thing. Are they going to be making the hardware themselves, or are they partnering with the...
I think I actually saw it down at the bottom. It said partnering with Asus. I just closed.
Well, actually, wait. How about that whole fucking Motorola thing when they bought Motorola? Wouldn't that be kind of a useful thing to use them for?
No, that would make sense.
I don't think Motorola knows what they're doing anyway. I think Google probably somehow didn't catch that at first.
Yeah, speaking of that real quick, I don't know if it's just because I haven't been paying very much attention lately, but what the fuck happened with that? Like, I haven't heard anything about that.
I honestly don't know. I think that it was more for the patents than anything else. And they're going to let them continue making their crap phones. They're stupid.
I mean, you would think with them buying one of the most successful hardware manufacturers, they would fucking actually make some hardware, but whatever.
No.
Insightful rebuttal.
Yeah, I guess it's saying that DigiTimes reported last week it was hearing about an Asus-sourced tablet for around $199 to $250 for a possible May delivery. I mean, these are all rumors and hearsay from people.
Well, I mean, hopefully it works out better for them than their fucking Chromebooks did.
Seriously. The only reason people wanted those is because it was free.
Yeah.
And I distinctly remember them coming out and they couldn't handle anything on the web.
Like, yeah, they're not terrific.
Yeah. I know when we used to do, what was it, the Tiny Chat. There were two people with Chromebooks and neither one of them could ever get it to work with more than two people in the room.
Just go to show that cloud computing, not quite there yet.
Well, that wasn't cloud issue. That was a local.
Yeah, that was just
hardware issue.
You can't make a cloud-based computer. It just doesn't have the power. That's what I'm getting at.
You can, but you can't do it on an outdated processor. Okay. Gus.
It was dumb. You don't have to tell me.
Here's our comments from the chat section. Gumper thinks that Ben sounds exactly like the Mexican Ray Romano.
thank you.
How does that make you feel?
I don't know. Conflicted.
Conflicted?
Oh, Agrippa has quantified that by saying he sounds like he swallows schlong daily.
No. That is an outright fabrication.
You don't swallow.
I would like to see supporting facts to that claim, because I find it to be an interesting claim.
We can discuss the picture links later. And
you know, it's not daily, it's every other day.
In other news, non-humans account for 51% of all internet traffic. So basically bots. Like
cyborgs?
Well, that's what the picture would tell you. But bots and... This is a different article than the first one I looked up. Hackers, scrapers, and spam bots, I guess.
That's a lot less interesting than what I initially imagined. Like, Morlocks and cats.
Well, maybe. Morlocks. I guess there's about 20% of traffic that is actually the search engine themselves doing their crawling. Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not really surprised.
20% of the web's traffic is crawlers.
Well, I remember...
There's a lot of stuff to search.
Of course, but... Damn.
I remember another statistic before that came out was something like 20% of all web traffic during the day is like Netflix. So that leaves, what, 30 more percent of everything else?
I don't know.
Unless the bots are watching Netflix. That might be what it is.
Well... I don't know what these percentages are of. I don't think it's of total traffic, absolute total traffic. I think there's some fires in there. It's like for the Netflix one, like 20% of consumer traffic is Netflix during the day or something. There was a time when I was hearing BitTorrent is over 60% of the world's internet traffic, and there's no way that's true. But... I mean, that was only 2 or 3 years ago I heard that claim.
Anyone can make any claim.
Well, yeah. I mean, Ray loves penis. You heard
that's
it here first.
That one's true.
Yeah. Anytime Ray tries to rebut it, I'm just going to yell over him.
I'm going to
dispute penis lover. You. Okay, I'm done playing that game.
Exactly what I thought. I'll fight you.
Bring it on, Ginger Giant.
I have an arsenal of weaponry.
Well, I have a nuke, and I want to put it on an asteroid. Apparently, we're taking
our
cues...
Someone call Ben Affleck.
Yeah, apparently, we're taking our cues for world safety from movies with Bruce Willis, which isn't entirely a bad thing. Depending on the movie.
I don't know, that movie
but let's choose a better movie, like Die Hard.
Yeah, really. Scientists at Los Alamos National Laboratory have used a supercomputer to model a nuke's anti-asteroid effectiveness. They cyber-attacked a 650-foot-long space rock with a 1 megaton, which is fairly small, nuclear weapon. That is 50 times more powerful. Oh, I must have read that completely backwards. Anyway, 50 times more powerful than the Nagasaki blast. And they said the results were encouraging.
This is all bullshit. Their computer simulation was watching Armageddon on Netflix.
Either that or Asteroid. They just cranked up the power of the bullet in Asteroid.
Yes, there you go.
I still think the better idea is to just kind of bump it out of the way with a big spaceship.
I think bumping it would have to... you'd have to do it with something like a nuke. Put the nuke on the outside, not on the... not drill into it.
Yeah, okay.
I guess it says that on here, blah, 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 it was run on the 32,000 processors of the CELO supercomputer. The blast actually went off at the asteroid's surface. And that said it would disrupt all of the rocks in the rock pile of the asteroid. And it would fully mitigate the hazard represented by the initial asteroid itself.
Well, I'm okay with that. That's an alright idea.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'd be cool to watch.
It would be cool to watch.
It's national sit out in your lawn and watch them nuke an asteroid day.
Yeah.
Like Budweiser sales are up 6,000%.
While listening to Aerosmith songs.
No, fuck you. There will be no to Aerosmith.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Shut the fuck up.
That's going to be the intro song to this episode.
What, me singing it or the actual song?
Yes, when we're done, we're going to have you karaoke the whole song.
No, because that is probably about as awesome as my singing gets. I'm not joking. With that...
That's pretty good.
We're going to move into WTF news.
I still want to hear you sing the whole song.
No, I don't even know the lyrics. I just know that part.
Well, you could just sing that one part for like 5 minutes.
No.
The same line over and over again.
Just, Ben, just copy and paste it. I know you know how.
Yeah, remember that thing where I said, this is where I turn on the audience? There you go, there's your punishment.
Yeah.
That's the coolest thing I could do to all of you. Ben, you know, I take it back. I'm not going to put that song as the intro because that song sucks.
It does suck.
Alrighty. I don't know if anyone missed it, but the Kony 2012 guy, Invisible Children co-founder, decided to go whip his wang back and forth in public and vandalize cars. I'm assuming the vandalization was actually semen.
He's riding Kony 2012 in sperm on windshields. Well,
honestly, I wouldn't even arrest the guy.
He just was so high on acid, he thought he was getting a blowjob from an invisible child.
Too far.
That seriously?
I went there. What are you going to do about it?
I don't know, man, but I'm a little creeped out.
Oh, you should be.
Yeah.
This actually happened here in San Diego, and that sounds about a typical night in Pacific Beach.
Yeah. Oh, it's Pacific Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I don't know why. The only reason it made the news is because of who he is. People get arrested for wanking it down there all the time. Hey, Ben, check the chat for me.
Okay, what am I looking at?
Whee! Move on to the next topic, shall we?
Oh, I see. Okay, so now it's time for Chris's weekly pee break.
Yep.
Oh, cool. So,
let's see, me and Ray can either move on. Yeah, we can move on to the next topic or we can banter a little bit. What do you say?
Well, that's all I have. I think we need to get him some Depends. Get him out there.
All right, so let's see. What's the next topic? I got to find where I put the topic list. I'm woefully underprepared. This is why I don't host this show. I'm bad enough just, you know, imparting my, you know, stupid opinions.
You're bad at a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty much terrible at everything.
You know, I think they make like an ointment for that now, or therapy or something.
God hope so.
You should probably get that checked out.
All right, let's see. Here is the next topic. Men skip out on bar tab by jumping out of a window.
Pretty impressive.
Yes, so this comes to us from the Huffington Post. Base jumpers ditch bar tab by parachuting 55 stories from Rialto Towers. So there was some guys, they were drinking.
There were four of them, and they went, apparently this is like a really, I watched the video earlier. And there was like there's a really exclusive like kind of bar restaurant at the top of this building. And these guys like went in there and got some rather expensive cocktails. Then they all went to the bathroom together and changed. Then jumped out of the window and base jumped down to the ground and ran away.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. That's like some James Bond shit.
I mean, it's pretty dedicated just to go in to get some free drinks.
Yeah, totally. But did nobody notice them coming in with all their equipment? Because, yeah, they weren't wearing it in, but they had to be carrying it in like a duffel bag or something.
Maybe they dressed in like suits and had briefcases.
Yeah. That's how I would have done it. If I was planning to ditch a bar tab, I'd do it in a suit.
Apparently there's like a big plastic railing on the outside that you weren't supposed to be able to climb over, and they just climbed over and jumped.
Yeah, I don't think that's for anything other than litigation purposes.
I mean, the picture of it looks pretty sweet, where a guy's like parachuting down to the ground, and they got away. Apparently, nobody knows who they are.
They're awesome. Yeah. That's who they are.
Awesome dudes.
I mean, I'm sure we shouldn't be endorsing criminal behavior. And
well, if you're gonna do it right, though.
I mean that's classy. Go big home, and they went big, and apparently went home.
Yeah, good point.
They did both. I'm assuming you just hit that one.
Yeah.
So moving on to the next topic, a bus driver in guess where was arrested and suspended for allegedly using his cell phone to show pornography to students.
I'm guessing this was a classy state, like Connecticut or something.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
The classiest of all states.
Yep, Panama City, Connecticut. I'm curious as to how that he thought that was a good idea. Like, hey, here's a bunch of middle schoolers, which that's what, 10 to 13 or 9 to 12 year olds?
Something like that.
Yeah, let's show them porn on my phone.
Yeah, and like, what kind of, you're supposed to be driving the bus.
I'm assuming he wasn't driving at the same time. I'm just going to make that wild.
He'll give the bus over and be like, hey kids, check out this porno. Like, where would we find the time to think that this is a good idea?
Well, to be honest, first of all, he's living in Florida. Second of all, he's a bus driver in Florida. And third of all, he looked up porn on his phone anyway. Which...
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that part, all right? I'm going to right now defend everyone who looks at porn on their phones in a responsible manner, not in front of children.
Nope, that's what laptops are for.
Yeah, why do you
go big or go home? You need to look
at porn, but you don't have your computer.
Yeah, I never feel like, you know what would be awesome? Porn on a 4.3 inch screen.
Oh yeah. The best kind of porn.
If you hold it up to your face, it's like a big screen.
No, it's like you're going cross-eyed and you don't have your glasses on because it's all fuzzy.
But it wasn't like apparently he had saved the porn onto his phone so he could look at it at work. Apparently kids got a hold of his phone is what he's claiming.
It's still not much better.
Seriously, what is your phone doing out while you're a bus driver? Your phone should be like well locked away.
Well, the kids pickpocketed me. They stole my porn.
While I was sitting down.
Seriously, Agrippa, why are you here? Anyway, I guess that's it for that one. I got this topic out of the
Wait, you know chat. What I just realized? You keep asking him why he's there, and he can't hear you to answer you.
I know, but he's going to listen to this later, and he's going to be really annoyed. Vector Parcel has blessed us, I think, with this link. A man was accused of a break-in, and say he was caught naked. Well, this is a really horribly written article.
Well, this is from Jacksonville, North Carolina.
It's in English. Yes, this guy had robbed an area, breaking and entering, and he had previously had a sawed-off shotgun and was fleeing the scene naked on a skateboard. Which...
How did Bart Simpson lose his clothes?
That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, it does. Was it the Simpsons movie intro?
Yeah.
He had a bet with his dad, apparently.
What? Are you making that up, or did I miss something in the Simpsons intro that I don't remember?
Well, in the Simpsons movie, there's a scene where Homer bets Bart that he can't skate to the Krusty Board burger naked.
You know,
is that why he was doing it? I don't remember much.
I don't remember the very beginning, so.
Yeah.
Now Vector Parcel is just trolling. Randomly putting stuff in the chat for Grip to reply to. Oh, wait, no, you're talking about the phone. Never mind. Anyway, you should do that. Just post something random and see what he says. The guy has previous convictions of assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury, and concealed...
Apparently, while he was getting away, angry citizens attacked him and tried to detain him, but he got away.
It must have been a greased-up deaf guy.
Oh, apparently what happened is he was...
I'm sorry, this is a horribly written article. He got caught
in the act of breaking into this place. And some angry citizens tried to detain him. He got away without his clothes. Like, they stripped his clothes, and he got away on the skateboard.
That is not how you don't detain someone by tying them up with their panties. It only works in certain movies.
And he got away in the nude.
This is a sad day.
And then he got a hold of a skateboard?
Yeah, apparently he got a hold of a skateboard.
I don't think I could skateboard faster than I can walk. And especially naked. I don't know if I'd want to fall off a skateboard naked.
And well, you're also not breaking into random homes. So yeah. I think it takes a special kind of individual.
Yeah, that is true. Apparently the guy's got quite a record of stupid laws.
He's not very bright.
He made some, you know, bad life decisions along the way. Ended up here.
I think everything he's done up to this point can be put in the bad life decision category.
That's true.
Whoever typed number 4 in the WTF list, you need to spell check your sentence.
I don't have to do shit.
Okay. Did you put that in there then?
Yeah, I've typed number 4.
Good God, this guy is ugly. Go ahead and read it, because I'm going to paste the link of this ugly mother.
There was an inmate who had been just released from jail in Okaloosa County, Florida. And
hey, it's our favorite author, by the way.
He wandered into the parking lot and tried to break into cars at the jail.
At the jail. Not even away in the jail. Literally in the parking lot.
Yeah, in the jail parking lot. I'm sure they have security cameras to keep track of who comes in and out of the jail.
He even unscrewed a radio antenna from one car and tried to use it to gain entry into the...
Like, seriously. How do you... Can't you just wait until you at least get off the property?
I think he
just got out of jail.
I assume at this point this guy just wants to go back. I mean, look at the picture. That's why I pasted the link in the chat. The guy is... He's not pretty.
Well, look, last time I checked, looks don't really have a lot to do with your propensity to commit crimes.
But yeah, beautiful people never commit crimes. Never.
Okay.
That's why I've committed lots of crimes.
Just, I mean, come on, man. He must have had to have wanted a way back in.
Yeah,
there's no other reason.
Unless somehow... there's also
the possibility he's just an idiot.
No, that's beyond idiocy. Because I think the first thing I would do, even if I really wanted to get back in, is I'll at least go get a good meal. You know? I go get... Not even a good meal, just...
For the drive.
Something else's meal. You know, not jail food. And as Gumper says, 3 meals a day and a warm place to sleep.
And 3 hots and a cot.
3 hots and a cot and plenty of sex.
Well, guys. I don't know about the last one, but...
Well, it's there. It's yours for the taking, right?
or yours for the receiving, if that's how you...
Yeah, it depends on how it plays out. I guess with that, we're coming up on the last topic, one that I've... honestly been kind of dreading.
Well, yeah, this is kind of a fucked up story.
Yeah, okay. So, angry father bites off his 6-year-old penis in China.
Ah! Ugh.
Yeah. Doctors
in the middle of the street.
Shenzhen, China, have reattached a 6-year-old boy's penis after his father has bit it off. Ah! And okay. Can you stop that?
I can't help it.
Okay. According to the paper, witnesses say the 32-year-old father was walking with his naked son and 4-year-old daughter when he commanded the boy to bite his penis. When the boy...
What?
I'm reading the article.
Anything that has to do with biting and penises need to just know.
It's not either you bite mine or I'm going to bite yours.
Yeah. When the boy refused, the man attacked him. Horrified passersby to subdued the man and forced him to spit out his son's penis and called the police.
That's a sentence I would have never hoped to have read in my whole
life. Yeah, that was one of those things I never thought I would ever come across in my life.
Well, the first time for everything.
It says the boy's reattachment surgery was successful, but it's too early to tell if he will have normal use of the appendage, mainly because he hasn't hit puberty yet. What?
Cops say the father is likely to have had a mental illness. Yeah, you think?
Apparently not. And he was seen recently pretending to strangle his son on their balcony.
So it's Michael Jackson?
No. Michael Jackson held his son over the balcony.
Oh, okay.
Homer Simpson strangles his son.
Okay. Maybe it's, yeah. Sorry, I get confused.
And of course, at the bottom, they have a conglomeration of penis mutilation stories.
Not for me.
Well, okay, it says the following photo is graphic. It's a picture of a child with his face and everything else censored laying in a bed.
That's not very graphic.
That's not. Unless you can read Chinese.
Having just read the article, you know that his dick just got bitten off.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
All right, Vector Parcel, what is this thing you've...
Defeating the Beast?
I got a 404, frankly.
Yeah, I'm getting the 404 on that. I'm going to try doing a bit.ly link. We may have another story coming. Okay, Agrippa, commenting that biting penis is normal at your house.
I think he's like 10 minutes behind.
No, he's not. He's just replying to whatever anyone says in the chat. Just, he wants to fit in. I think he can actually hear us at this point, and he just doesn't care. So, at some point, I'm hoping that we get another link to that story. No Vector Parcel, no link for that story.
I got that story because I copied and pasted it like a boss.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
We can't be bothered. Too many keystrokes.
Okay, let me try that then. Oh, it's because
Deputy foils employee plan to rob Best Buy of new iPads.
The Central Florida couple hatched an elaborate plan to rob a Best Buy at gunpoint and steal more than $1 million in Apple products.
How elaborate can your plan be if it's to rob someone at gunpoint?
Yeah, it's not exactly complicated.
You show up, wave your gun, and that's the plan.
Somebody knew two employees would be opening the store, so the couple went to the house of one of those employees and cut their car tires so they couldn't get to work. Oh, okay, I started reading this thinking, like, oh, they went to the house and they were going to do the whole, you know, bandits thing where they stay in the house with them and they go into the store with them in the morning. Nope, they just cut their tires. I guess... What does the rest of it say? Is Farringer one of the people? I don't even know. I got so excited with calling these people stupid, I forgot to read this.
They're very not very bright. I was hoping they would, like, since it's an elaborate plan, that they would go to the guy's house and, like, steal his work uniform and then go to the store.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But apparently they just cut his tires.
Yeah, I was hoping for some, like, Ocean's 11 type shit. Apparently not.
No. Their plot was foiled around 4 a.m. by a sheriff, a sheriff's deputy, who's patrolling the area and saw a U-Haul. And he called back up in, and they basically walked up, and the couple confessed their plan.
Their elaborate plan.
The deputies found two handguns, 8 pairs of handcuffs, chains, a lock, masks, gloves, binoculars, mace, and a knife.
Okay, that might have just been their S&M plan, gear. Like, thought out, But then they just said, fuck it, we'll slash the tires.
Too much trouble.
Seriously.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
The quote here in this article, they watch too many movies.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? That's TRUF truth right there.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is here. Apparently they had a well thought out plan with masks and handcuffs and whatnot.
Well, no. They had a well stocked plan. I don't know about well thought out.
It was not thought out.
So. And a group is yelling at me because we're not putting links in the story. Chat or on Facebook or anything. Sorry. To all of you. Anyway, I guess we're done. That's all the stories that I have. Somebody feel free to toss that in the docs. I guess we'll just move on with the goodbyes. Wanted to thank you for joining us this week for episode 67 of the Noisecast. Don't forget that you can join us online for our random articles, app reviews, or anything. Post on the Noisecast.com. Be notified of our random articles, app, whatever else we post, by subscribing to us on Facebook or liking us, I guess, whatever you do. Also follow us on Twitter and circle us on Google+. All of those will give you updates when we have a new article out and when we ask questions, if we have a poll we want to do or anything like that. Don't forget, when's your contest over, Ben?
Yeah, I was about to say, hopefully we'll also have a MySpace page coming soon. We had entries for the contest are open until this Friday. What day is that? 23rd, I think?
Yep.
Yeah, send. Just a reminder, the contest is make us a terrible MySpace or whatever obsolete social network fan page. Send your entries to ben@thenoisecast.com. We'll review them and pick our favorite. We already have a couple submissions so far. I think I mean one. But let's get some more. And you can win a prize if we like it enough. So,
well, but you know what? You might win a prize anyway if we only get two entries. First place, then there's the You Suck prize. It's going to be a signature of mine
on a picture of a dick butt.
No, it's going to be a signature on an index card with a pube tape next to it.
Try harder.
You didn't suck enough.
You failed at sucking. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Fear placental disruption. That comes from our fearless leader, Agrippa.
I don't know if I want to experience that.
I know.
I don't think I can.
Let's get some entries, though, to the contest. We want to see your terrible pages.
We really do want to see your
magic
stuff.
The more animated GIFs, the better.
No, not necessarily. It just has to be tacky. I'm sure someone's going to nail this. It's kind of like Ben's mom. Ew.
Okay.
Anyway.
Man. Jokes are over. Episode's over. Waiting to close. Oh, I guess I need the outros.
That was who we were.
Yeah, hey Ben, who are you?
I am Ray.
Okay, and Ray, who are you?
I'm Ben.
Okay, and I've been your host, Blob. Thanks for joining us for the Noisecast.
Adios.
Toodles.